More people are crossing the U.S. border to Canada, hoping to make a home there. The increase started last year as people who were in the U.S. illegally began to fear they were at increased risk of deportation. Now they are being joined by Haitians and others who fear the end of a program that let them stay in the U.S. legally but temporarily. Lorne Madelon reports.
East Flatbush, Brooklyn, home to many of the 5,000-plus Haitians in New York City living here under a program called Temporary Protected Status, or TPS. It's for vetted people who come from countries hit by conflict or natural disaster. And it's allowed thousands of people from Haiti, Honduras, El Salvador, and Nicaragua to stay in the U.S. for up to 18 months, sometimes much longer.
This country offered me to stay and work here legally.
Dr. Jay Elias, a physician, was visiting New York City in 2010 when a 7-magnitude earthquake tore into Haiti. Elias was allowed to stay under TPS. It's often been extended, so some people have stayed legally for several years.
So because there were other countries under TPS for many years, I really didn't think that it was really going to be something that will stop abruptly.
It wasn't exactly abruptly. Starting in May, there were signals the TPS was being reconsidered. It ended for Haitians in November, and 2 weeks before, 2,500 Nicaraguans received the same message.
When they said they were ending TPS, I felt crushed.
She and other Haitians in the program must leave by mid-2019.
It was never in my mind that they would put you in a situation of being deported.